Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yeah, y'all done put me off on an installation that can't be put off, so I'd like to talk to you about it.
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
I'll give you the order number. How's that? I can give you the phone number too. Which one you want?
The phone number.
Okay, 803-361-7973.
Okay, that was 803-361-7973. Is this correct?
Right.
Thank you, and I'm attempting to locate your order in our database. And the system is still searching.
Okay.
And I thank you for your patience.
Sure.
And it shouldn't be too much longer now.
And you must have some slow squirrels in that box.
I apologize. Okay, I believe I have located the order. Let's see here. And this order is for Bill Gillum at 102 Timber
mm-hmm.
Trace Court, Columbia, South Carolina, 29212. Primary phone, 803-361-7973. Secondary, 803-238-1234 with an email of gillam2001@gmail.com. Is this correct?
That's right.
Okay, so let's see here. And I'm showing that you're scheduled for install of a range hood, a cooktop on May 4th.
Yeah, that won't work. It was scheduled for 24th. I have a confirmation for you on the 24th from you on the 24th. I got a phone call that went to my voicemail. I didn't get to talk to the lady who called, but said that they had a technician who was injured or injured his hand or something like that and was going to change it. On the phone, she just wanted to move it to Tuesday. I might have worked with that, just this Tuesday. But now she wants to do it 2 weeks. This stuff was ordered April the 5th. It was in stock at Best Buy when we bought it in their warehouse, in their local warehouse. There was no issues with getting the product, as I understood it. We were just waiting on XPO to do their thing. And now here at the very last minute, we're all scheduled to be here Saturday to have somebody here to – for your technician to come in and make this simple installation, it gets put off. We gotta find a way to fix this, sir.
I mean, it looks like what happened is we were informed by the installation office that we would have to, the earliest we could do was May 4th, but I'm going to call the installation office and see if there's anything sooner available. I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
Okay. You going to call me back or?
You can just remain on hold if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay,
I really want
hold.
It to be done,
yes, sir?
Saturday. If you know, would you just emphasize? I really want them to stick to their word on Saturday. I've managed technicians before.
Yeah, the thing about it is the installation office would be more happy to stick to their word and give it to you on Saturday if they were able to do so. And had that been the case, then no one would have disturbed you, which would mean that no one would have contacted you and caused you to be upset or would have rescheduled your installation order. So taking the risk of upsetting you and disturbing you and causing you to provide negative feedback to the store and negative feedback in any other manner that you might like to is definitely not ideal. And we never want to put ourselves in that type of a scenario or a position. So it appears that, if it was scheduled for Saturday and it had to be rescheduled from Saturday, then Saturday would absolutely not be available. But I can still inquire if there might be anything available sooner than May 4th. I can absolutely inquire about that.
Can you imagine what it's like to go this long without a stovetop? I mean, it's ridiculous. I didn't even want to go this long. We begged and pleaded to get XPO on this earlier, but they couldn't do it. And so we put it off and said, okay, we'll do it the 24th. That's the best you can do because that's all Best Buy had at the time. I know they used some other contractors. But anyway, that's the story. See what you can do, and I'd appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I would ask that you please hold.